Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. Still watching The Remembrance of the Daleks. It's taking me a week to watch one episode, and I'm not unhappy about that. I'm enjoying this. The Doctor and Rachel have gotten a sheet of paper from a telex thing. The Doctor's reading out coordinates and says it's a mothership. Could be as many as 400 Daleks on board. And the Doctor says it could crack the planet open like an egg. Oh no, that's the moon and that's in the future. Oh no, that's a different thing. Allison brings some parts and the Doctor starts assembling a machine. Oh my God, it's like old school Doctor Who when the Doctor just assembles some machine out of, like, I think it's in the Time Monster where he makes it out of some forks and a pin and a cork. Like that's probably the worst one. But yeah, I love the Doctor just making machines out of stuff that's hanging around. The Doctor says there's two factions of Daleks and they should keep out of their way and let them destroy each other. Ace rocks up to the school and the transmat down in the basement is delivering a bunch of Daleks. They're sitting around watching other Daleks turn up. It's so cute. It's like, oh yeah, our buddy's coming. Like, it kind of just looks like, you know, they could be off doing things, but they're just sitting around waiting for the next one to come. Ace finds her boombox in the lab. I can't believe she left this behind, silly girl. She turns it on and it makes some very strange music. And she can hear Daleks chatting about attack formations. Oh, she's popped the radio on, the silly. And a Dalek comes up the stairs and shoots at her. The Doctor, meanwhile, has rigged up a thing to interfere with Dalek control signals. He says he built something like it on Spiridon, which was Planet of the Daleks, which we've watched. I love when it comes to like a reference to one that we've watched. Because it's fun. So, yeah, I think we watched Planet of the Daleks because I think Peter wanted to watch, he wanted to do a text along of Frontier in Space, and it just kind of continued on. Like, it was like a 12-part story, realistically. So, yeah, Frontier in Space was episodes 290 to 297. And then Planet of the Daleks went from episode 300. Oh, my God. It was like nearly 400 episodes ago. It was 400 episodes ago. I think we're like, is this episode 400, like 701 or something? I don't know where we're up to. Anyway, episodes 300 to 306 and then 317 to 320. If you feel like going back in the archives, if you want to dig back, if you're a new listener, you can go back and find out about the Spiridon bit of business. There's some strange pronunciations. Like, the guys from Flight Through Entirety are convinced that the Pertwee Doctor pronounced everything wrong. Again, from my theory about the brain cells being rewired. And that when the Matt Smith Doctor calls the planet Metebalus, that's how it's meant to be pronounced, and that it was, in fact, the third Doctor who was mispronouncing it as Metebalus. And it had nothing to do with any showrunners having their eye off the ball because they were busy making Sherlock. Anyway, that's just... I love that theory, though. It's kind of cute, like that the third Doctor was just pronouncing everything wrong because he just, like, that was, you know, that was his way. Anyway, the Doctor built like it kind of looks like it's got sort of, looks like it's a hater or a fan kind of thing on the end of a bunch of other bits of wire. It's a cute little made up thing. Alison says there's been a build-up in modulated signals, and the Doctor's like, oh no, the transmat's working again at the school. And he's like, Mike, you've got to go and get Ace. And Gilmore says he hasn't heard from his men at the school, and Mike's mum has just told him that Ace left ages ago. She told him that very quickly. I guess he rang her on the telephone. At the school, a Dalek is coming up the stairs toward Ace, and it comes into the lab and it shoots a boombox. Oh, no. And it was playing such annoying music. Like, it was what, that's one of those things, like, you can't really tell whether the music was meant to be diegetic or it was like the theme music. Like, you know, like, was the music coming from the boombox or was it the music that was playing that, you know, gives us a signal to how exciting the scene's meant to be, kind of thing. By the composer. Like, I've always found this scene very confusing. I've watched these episodes a lot. I really loved them when they first came out. And I think, well, I had them on VHS tape. So I watched them a lot. I think these were like, yeah, these are some of the earliest ones that I had complete sets of that I made my little drawings for the cover. I still haven't found them. I don't know what I've done with them. They must be somewhere. If they turn up, I'll post them. But yeah, I've even got a dolly set for Remembrance of the Daleks. I've got my Daleks with the gold bumps and the grey Daleks with the black bumps. By the way, hilarious post on the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group from Jeff, one of our delightful Patreon subscribers, who thought I said a white Dalek with gold pumps. So he drew some high-heeled shoes on the bottom of one of the Imperial Daleks. So silly. And James said, Yana, meaning you are not alone. it's 'cause, like, so when you're working into a microphone, the saying the word pumps is difficult without making the microphone pop. So you kind of learn, I mean, it's ironic that the word pop is one that makes the microphone pop. So you kind of train yourself to soften those harsher consonants when you're saying them into a microphone so that you don't completely blow it out. Like, if I said actual pop, see, it's noisy. Pop. So when you say bumps, it probably sounds like pumps, because I say pop, like, it sounds like bop. Anyway, that's my excuse and I'm sticking to it. So Ace's boombox has been blown up. So she becomes furious, obviously, and starts whacking at the Dalek with her supercharged Hand of Omega baseball bat and knocks bits off the Dalek, like heaps of the gold bumps. Get knocked off. And eventually she knocks off the whole eye stalk, and so it just starts shooting willy-nilly. And because the Dalek's in the doorway, Ace can't get past it, so she jumps through the window into the corridor, quite exciting. And there's another Dalek coming up the stairs. So she whacks that with a stick on the way out and then grabs an anti-tank rocket from the bodies of the soldiers in the hallway that obviously the Daleks have taken out. And she runs downstairs, but soon enough she's surrounded and she's trying to get the big grenade thing into the launcher while the Daleks yell exterminate and they're advancing on her. And that is the end of part two and also the end of this episode. We'll have to continue in the next episode, but it'll probably be after we do the one about the trailer. Oh my God, it's so exciting!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.